The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Taxes show. You know, they say it's a thin line between love and hate, but we're working every day to thicken that line, or at least make it a double, even triple line. Now here's your line-jumping host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas show, so I kind of have to be here. But today I'm happy to be here because I'm talking to Jonathan Kahn, who is with us in the studio. Jonathan, welcome back.
Great to be here.
Are you ever going to shave?
No.
Okay.
No. I came to the Lord, the beard came.
Is that true?
Yes.
The beard came. It just came?
Came. Just came.
My beard keeps trying to grow, and for some reason it never gets past the razor.
Oh,
all right.
Boy.
Now listen, I've got some serious questions for you. You have a new book out called The Oracle. A lot of people know your book, The Harbinger, The Book of Mysteries. I'm trying to think, what was the last one?
The Paradigm. Yes.
You write about things from the Bible and how they relate to current events. So you know and I know that it's very easy to get that wrong. Mm-hmm. I can think of a host mm-hmm. of examples going mm-hmm. back through the years of people Absolutely. Saying, like, this is the summer of destiny
yeah.
and the ten-headed monster
yes.
of the European Union and da-da-da-da-da. And you
yes.
know what? It's not like there's nothing there. But at the
yeah.
same time,
oh, yeah.
you want to know, is this real? Is this true? And are we, as people of faith, supposed to read the Bible this way? So I want to go back before we get into the book, The Oracle.
Okay.
How do
mm-hmm.
you get to where you are today? Where did you grow up? I mean, we've covered this in previous shows, but I'm always curious to get people's
sure.
background.
Sure.
And how do you get to be the person you are?
Okay. Well, I'm Jewish. My father escaped Hitler.
With a name like Jonathan Kahn?
I think so.
A Jew? Come on.
I think so.
Really?
I think so.
Okay.
And grew up, went to synagogue.
Your father actually was in Germany.
Escaped as a kid from Germany. Yeah,
wow.
I grew up in Germany. And when I was 8 years old, I questioned what I was learning in the synagogue. I didn't see the God of the Bible in the synagogue.
What part of the country did you grow up in?
New York.
Yeah.
New York State.
Yeah.
You know. And once I questioned it, that was it. I became an atheist. So I was 8 years old, I was an atheist. That lasted till I was around 12 or 13. I said, well, atheism doesn't work. There's got to be something. It's got to be close. So I started getting books on everything, science, religion, the occult, everything I could. And one day I, by accident, picked up a book. I thought it was a UFO book. It was The Late Great Planet Earth by Hal Lindsey. And so God tricked me with that. And I said, wow, all about the prophecies that well, – I knew nothing about this. The Bible
it
said
looked,
this.
I think the typeface
yes.
made it look like Eric von Däniken.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Come on. People who know those books, they know. It looked just like Chariots of Fire.
Exactly. Chariots of the Gods.
Chariots of the Gods
yes.
by Eric von Däniken.
That's right.
And you pick it up and
That's
you open
right.
it up and it's not a book on UFOs.
No. And God kind of got me through the back door because I'm reading these other books. They all mention Jesus. You know, everything mentions Jesus. So I said, okay, you know. So it opened me up. So I started reading the Bible now and I saw the prophecies of our Messiah born in Bethlehem, light of the Gentiles, you know, died for our sins. All these things that were Catholic were in my Bible, I thought. You know, how did they get in my Bible? So I started believing. I'm telling my friends about it. I'm preaching. I'm not saved. I'm winning people to the Lord.
Wait a minute. This
yes.
is really crazy. So you are, you're a teenager.
Yes.
And you're a voracious reader. And somehow you start seeing things in the Bible and you're talking about it to your friends.
Yes.
But at the same time, you're not sure where you stand in terms of who God
is.
Well,
I started, but more and more I believed in my head, but I did not want to live it. So I'm not living it. You know,
were your parents upset? I mean, if your father escaped the Holocaust, a lot of times Jewish people obviously have real antipathy toward Christians.
Yes.
So what was it like for you as a kid? Suddenly you're talking about this.
Well, what I did at one point, I said to my parents, I said, listen, I'm going to read you some things. Tell me if it's what it's about. I'm going to read you some things from the Bible. Tell me if it's the New Testament or Old Testament. Tell me what it's from. And how sure are you? So I read all these things. They were all, and they said, that's Jesus. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. I said, okay, everything I read was from the Hebrew Scriptures, our Bible. You know, I said, well, that doesn't mean anything. You know, so, but when I told them, but see, the thing is that I didn't tell them I was coming to the Lord because I was trying not to come to the Lord because I thought if I start following him, I'm going to join a monastery and that's the end of my life.
Now, were your parents in terms of faith? Were they serious about their Jewish faith or they were cultural?
They're serious about being Jewish, but not about the faith. They're both scientists. They both were very secular, you know, but they sent me to Hebrew school, you know. So the thing is that, so finally, I knew I had to give my life to the Lord. I knew how to follow him, but I didn't want to. So I made a deal with God, which is very Jewish. I said, Lord, if you give me a long life, I'll accept you when I'm on my deathbed. So what happened was right after I said that, I almost got killed twice. The second time I'm heading to a train track.
God says, you want to be wise with me, young man?
Yes.
I'll give you a deathbed experience.
That's exactly. He moved it up. So I'm heading to a train track at night. I see there's a light. It's a light. It's the train. But other cars are crossing. There was no protection. I said, let me just check. I look at the train, but I'm on the track and I didn't even realize it because it was all dangerous. People have been killed there. I said, let me just back up to be safe. But there's now cars in back of me, headlights. So I just back about a foot. But I think I'm just extra safe. I'm still on the path of the train. The train comes, smashes into my car. The car goes up like aluminum foil. The only thing I could do was call out to God. I said, oh, God, I called out.
Wait a minute. You're driving.
I'm waiting for the train.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
You're in a car.
In a Ford Pinto.
The car is hit.
By the train.
It's a good thing the Pinto wasn't hit from the rear.
Yes. Yeah.
That's an old sick joke. Seriously, you are 19 years old and the car literally gets hit. I mean, when you think
yes.
of the momentum
yes.
and the weight
yes.
of this train.
Yes.
Okay.
Like it was like aluminum foil is what it was. Goes up. I call out to God. The car is destroyed. I don't get a scratch. Made the headlines, this whole thing. So I said, okay, God. I said this. I said, can we renegotiate? And so I said, here's the new deal. I'll accept you when I turn 20. Just don't kill me until then. And so it was about 8 months away. And on my 20th birthday, like a man whose contract had run out, I said, okay, I gave my word. I didn't know how to get saved. You know, but I remember in Hebrew school, Moses met God on a mountain, Elijah. So I found a mountain. I went up to the mountain, on the top of the mountain, kneeled down on a rock, and I gave my life to the Lord on my 20th birthday. That's
how
I came to
learn. When you say you gave your life to the Lord, obviously we're talking about God.
Jesus,
but
Yeshua.
But for you, at that time, it was Jesus.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It was not just
oh,
the
yeah.
God
no, I
of
knew
the
it.
Old Testament.
Oh,
you
no.
said that this God, Jesus is God.
Oh, I knew it.
So you had come to this mentally,
yes.
but you just weren't ready
yes, I didn't want to
live it publicly.
That's right. I didn't want to, and if it wasn't for, you know, the Bible says Jews demand signs. I needed a train. And so if it wasn't for that train, I probably wouldn't know the Lord today. I wouldn't be following him, so I thank God for that train.
That is scary and insane
yes.
and beautiful.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Okay,
yeah.
so
that's how
you
that's
came
how it happened.
To faith dramatically. Now,
yeah.
did your parents get upset with you? I can
yes.
imagine that
yes.
they were not happy.
Yeah, when I told my father, I said, well, what's your reaction? He didn't say anything. He said, I'm catatonic. You know, that's it. It's over. But you know what? They didn't like the word Jesus, but they liked the effect of Jesus in my life. So in fact, you know, and they were even proud of what God did because then he started changing me, you know, and they liked the presence of Jesus, just the name they have a problem with.
What was it about you that they could see different?
I became a better person, nicer. I became, you know, I wasn't into things that I was into as a teenager. I gave it up. They saw me ministering to the homeless in New York City and ministering to people and trying to bless people and teach people. And they saw my life become that.
Wow. Did yeah. you have siblings?
Yeah. I have two older sisters. I was the baby.
And were they freaked out by this?
not as much as my parents, you know, but, oh, okay, you know, that's interesting. What do you, you know, it's a different thing, you know, but yeah, but also they're kind of looking back, hey, what's happening with Johnny? You know, what's happening with his?
So it sounds like from the beginning, I mean, having this experience reading Hal Lindsey, you had a curiosity about the prophetic, about this idea that things in the Bible can tell us about what's going on now and even in the future.
Yeah, I wasn't seeking for that. I was seeking for truth. But the thing that blew me away, yeah, Eric, was that what the Bible said is happening today. The same God of the Bible is the God of today. It's real. It's not just this tradition. I was never for religion. It's real. He's reality. That blew me away. I never was taught that.
When you wrote this, the new book now is called The Oracle, brand new book, yep. And the subtitle is The Jubilean Mysteries Unveiled. So where does this come from? I've never heard of anything like the Jubilee Mysteries.
Yeah. Well, it's the Jubilee. The Oracle, this is really, you know, we've known each other and you've known books I've read. This is really the largest spanning mystery I've ever dealt with. It deals with a secret really behind the past, not just the present, current events, the future, our lives. It goes back to the Jubilee. The Jubilee is God's, you know, his kind of pattern of restoration.
Okay, hang on, okay, folks. When we come back, we're going to tell you who's going to win the 2020 election. Jonathan Kahn is here. We'll be right back.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions, some really good questions, starting with the obvious, what is it? Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to the next question. Why do people do this? Why do they become MediShare members? Here are two of the biggest reasons. Number one, people feel good about it. They're not trapped in a plan that makes them pay for things they don't believe in. They know their money is going to help people. And the second reason, people save a lot of money. Maybe you've heard us mention the typical family saves about $500 a month switching to MediShare. And one more big question, does it work? The answer is yes, 1,000 times yes, or 400,000 times, since that's how many MediShare members there are, and they've shared over $2 billion in medical expenses. So easy to find out right now how MediShare can work for you. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
The 2020 election will be the most dramatic in our lifetime. For the first time, millennials will outnumber baby boomers and will vote into office the most liberal and progressive socialist this country has ever seen. In her first 100 days, she will create a nightmare for anyone with a 401k, IRA, or any other savings.
If you do nothing to prepare or prevent this, you will fall victim to this socialist agenda. This is why we are urging everyone to visit thenextobama.com and prepare by reading The Battle for America, Why the 2020 Election Will Cause the Biggest Financial Crisis in U.S. History. In this book, we explain in detail the candidate we believe will run for president in 2020, what platform she'll run on, and why she will win. Visit thenextobama.com right now to get your copy and learn what you need to do today to prevent these events from happening. Go to thenextobama.com today to learn more and act. That's thenextobama.com. Thenextobama.com.
Paid for by Morning Bullets.
Up before the dawn, and I really have enjoyed my stay, but I must be moving on. Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne, I'm an early morning lover.
Hey there, folks. Yeah, I'm an early morning lover, and I got to be moving on. That's just how I roll, folks. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm talking to Jonathan Kahn. The new book is The Oracle, The Jubilee and Mysteries Unveiled. Jonathan Kahn, before we go deeper into the book, got to ask you, are you going to shave that thing?
No.
Okay, fine.
No.
I just had to try
quick
one
answer,
more time,
quick
all
answer,
right?
Quick answer.
Okay, let me ask you. We're talking about the beard. You're famous for your beard because it's just an amazing beard. It's like one of those beards like you read about in Scripture.
Wow.
That is just, you know, that the Lord has a long, you know, this, didn't I tell you this? My friend John Rankin said that the literal term, it says God is slow to anger. The literal term means God has a long nose, because when you show anger, your face gets red. And obviously in the Semitic world, your face is covered with beard if you're a man. So when they see the tip of your nose turns red, then you get angry. So
wow.
It's kind of like, I know. I love getting into the scripture.
That is something. Yeah, I actually had never heard that.
See?
You know, but my nose is not red, so we're good.
It's not red, so we're good.
All
right, good. Okay, there's so much in this book. So if somebody says, what's the big idea? The Oracle, the Jubilee Mysteries Unveiled. Where did this come from? What is it?
So the Jubilee is that in that year, everyone shall return to their ancestral possession. You know, freedom, everyone shall return. Each one. Well, the amazing thing is, you know, God says that the prophecy is that he will scatter the Jewish people to the ends of the earth. It says in the end times, he will gather them back to Israel. They will return. So Israel is the Jubilee nation. But the amazing thing is their return and all these things that have happened follow this pattern of the Jubilee. They've affected world history. They've affected everything. But they all, number one, they happen on these cycles that are Jubilee, and that these key prophetic things, it'll connect with you in this, happen always on these cycles. Another mystery linked to that is called the parashas. And that is that there are these appointed words. They're read every week in the synagogues of the world. They open up the scrolls, you know. But the amazing thing is that I saw something doing this is that when these things are read at key times, that what is read, the scriptures that are read, are happening that day in the world, which we'll see it happens again and again and again. This goes down to, Eric, specific dates of when things happen, involves the rise of America, the fall of nations, even the presidency. This will get to Donald Trump, and it will go beyond it. This is really, I believe, a blueprint of end time prophecy. It's the grand theme about what's happening right now. So it's very, very big. And it's also, listen, the Jubilee is our lives, the plan of our lives. It's salvation as well. It's really everything. The whole Bible goes along this, but it's specific to our lives. It's been affecting our lives since the day we were born.
So give me an example of what we're talking about when you say that, you know, the rise of Israel. And in other words, the Israel can only come into existence again once, and it did in 1948.
It starts before and it continues to this day. Just one note to explain how I'll do this is, like with the Harbinger, there's a story around, it's all real, but there's a story, a man goes to find a man called the Oracle. The Oracle reveals these things one after the other through these seven doors of revelation. So first door, each one has filled with mysteries. I can only scratch the surface, but one of them is it's the mystery of the stranger. Moses, before he dies, he says, God will bring you back, but he he says, before you come back, he gives a sign for the land. He says, a stranger will come from far away and he'll come to the land. He'll see a desolate, total desolation. The land of Israel will be desolate, and he will bear witness of the desolation. And then after that, right after that, it goes into, then it says, the Lord will gather you back. Now, that can be taken generally, but also it's singular, specifically. Did a stranger ever come? Amazing thing is, in the 19th century, when the land was at its devastation, at its worst, a man comes from across the world, far away. He does exactly what Moses says. He bears witness of the desolation.
His name, Sam Clemens.
Yeah, well, we know him as Mark Twain. Yes, and he come. And the amazing thing, Eric, is he says the exact words that Moses says. Moses says he will say there's not a blade of grass. He writes it all down. He says there's not a blade. Everything he says it. But and Mark Twain is a skeptic, you know. But he comes, and the thing is, on the peak of his journey, last full day in Jerusalem, he's there, and there is an appointed word that's read throughout the world. Jewish people are chanting it throughout the world. What is it? It's the prophecy, the stranger shall come to the land and bear witness. Oh, he's walking Jerusalem and they're chanting it.
Okay, so we know that this happened. In other words,
yes.
There's no question.
Oh, no, this is absolute. And it happens, and the thing is, it happens in the year 1867. 1867 is going to set the course for everything else. It's going to be the first thing. In that year, right after Mark Twain comes, everything starts moving. All these kind of, all these kind of signs start happening in the land, and the Jewish people, the beginning of the redemption, they start returning. It's the first, in a sense, Jubilee year. One thing, you mentioned Samuel Clemens. That's, of course, his real name. Well, you know, for 2,000 years, the Jewish people have been praying, Lord, hear our prayers, bring us back to Israel every day. Hear our prayers and be merciful, restore Jerusalem. Hear our prayers, be merciful. Samuel means the Lord has heard, and Clemens means has been merciful.
Holy cow.
and he was
Holy
used.
Cow, that's not a joke.
That no, there's a, so much.
How, can you imagine, I mean, we're sitting here, the idea that Mark Twain would be a key figure in Bible prophecy is not exactly something I would expect.
Yes.
So that now, God. Let me ask you, Jonathan, because this is what I find fascinating. When you come up with something like this, it has to stagger you.
Yes.
Because no one has
said,
I don't think anyone said that before.
Yes. I am, Eric, I've been blown away for this. The last book was 2 years ago, and I was with you on it. But this has been 2 years. I've been blown away by this continuously. I have 3,000 pages of this, and I had to figure out how do I do this into a book. I'm the first one to be blown away by the Lord, how real he is, how behind everything he is. That's just a little taste of it. I'll try to get through what I can. If you count 50 years now, and I'm not going through the mysteries of the many things happened in that year, but 50 years, it takes you to the year 1917, next year of restoration. Does anything happen linked to Israel? That is, now the whole thing is exploding on the world. It's a world war, and God uses, the Ottoman Empire has the land, Muslim, and the British Empire is on the other side. They just had a revival before this. World War One happens. He works through it, and the Ottoman Empire begins to crumble. The British Empire enters with Allenby, who's a Christian, who enters the land of Israel. And in that year, 1917, the British Empire issues the Balfour Declaration.
I thought it was 1919. It's 17.
17. 1917. They, in the year of Jubilee, it says the land shall return to the original owner. And so the land is issued. It says the land of Israel shall be a national home for the Jewish people. And then in that same year, after 2,000 years, the land is liberated from hostile powers by the British Empire that says, we're going to give you the land. All happens in the same time. And there's so many mysteries to this as well, that about 8 mysteries that happen in that year. But it's amazing. But it happens like clockwork.
Okay, 50 years later, 1967.
Yeah.
I think there was a little war that happened.
Yeah. Well, if it's okay with you, let me just tell you something that happens in between, which you mentioned.
Yeah.
There's another, and that's the major cycle. We're just going to go right up to now. But one of the things is there's another jubilee, and it's political, and that is there's a man named, the man named Herzl. And Theodor Herzl is the founder of Israel. He's the one who had the vision. And he had a dream when, people don't know this, he only revealed it when he was about to die. When he was a kid, he had a dream about the Messiah. And the Messiah said, this child will prepare the way for my coming. You know, now Jesus said he's not coming again until the Jewish people are back and they say, blessed is he in Jerusalem. So all this has to take place. Herzl is used, but Herzl starts Zionism. That means the return to Israel, has a Congress, World Congress, and he writes a prophecy. I mean, he doesn't do it. He writes down, today we founded the Jewish state. He says, the world will laugh. But he says, but in 50 years, Jubilee, 50 years, the whole world will know it. Well, when did he say that? He said in 1897. Count 50 years. It takes you to 1947, the year that Israel is voted back into existence. And Eric, when I looked at the resolution, the plan that brought Israel back, it has a date on it. It says September 3rd, 1947. You go back. Herzl wrote the prophecy September 3rd, 1897. It was a jubilee to the day, to the day.
This is staggering stuff because it's either true or it's not. You know, people can look it up. But it is an amazing thing that he wrote that. I mean, what do you do with that? I think there are a lot of people, Jonathan, who they just blow it off. They can't deal with it.
Yeah,
right?
It's not in their box.
And they say that's a nice coincidence. It's kind of like, you know, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams died on the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And, yeah, well, wow, that's amazing. But it has no significance. And I would even say that that has significance, that there are things like that significance. But this, all the more.
Yeah. And this, this is going to be again and again and again. This is not one. This is like incredible. I'll give you an example. There is a when Israel came back into the world, it was May 15th, 1948. They declared it. It was a Sabbath. That means there was an appointed word. Appointed from ages past. What was the appointed word? Read all around the world because it was appointed. Open up the scroll. It was this. In that day, I shall raise up the fallen tabernacle of David. I will end the exile of my people. I will plant them in the land again. I will rebuild the nation. I mean, all over the world. And by the way, Eric, who picked that date? Not the British did. They said, we're getting out on that date. Had no idea. Let me give you one more just for this period. And we can get in the 6 day. One more is this. It's called the Jubilean Code in the Oracle. And that is this. When Moses gave the command, you shall return to your land in the Jubilee from God. When he said that, it's the first time that the whole nation was told the words, you shall return. That means to your ancestral land.
When Moses said it.
Leviticus 25.
This is called the cliffhanger. We're going to go to a break.
It's amazing.
I can't wait to hear the other side of that sentence. Stick around, folks.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has fired National Security Advisor John Bolton. He says Bolton submitted his resignation this morning. The president tweeted he disagreed strongly with many of his suggestions, as did others in the administration. On Monday, President Trump stumped on behalf of Republican candidate Dan Bishop in a special congressional election in North Carolina that is taking place today. Opposition politicians are furious at Prime Minister Boris Johnson's 5-week suspension of Parliament ahead of the deadline for Brexit. Parliament suspended at the government's request until October 14th. Now that 4 crew members inside the Golden Ray cargo ship capsized off North Georgia's coast have been pulled to safety, the U.S. Coast Guard will focus on removing that massive vessel, an operation that could take weeks. This is SRN News.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, radio listeners like you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. But now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, the radio listeners. So you can get deep discounts, you, my listeners, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. They're pretty amazing. Now, folks, I just got to say, I use these products. They are terrific. I recommend them to everyone I know. I'm sleeping much better. I use the mattress pad. Albin and I joke about that. But you can get huge, deep discounts on all of this stuff, folks. But you have to go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code ERIC, or Metaxas. Just to give you an example of the discounts, the body pillow that they sell is regularly $89.99, but with the promo code ERIC, it's only $29.99. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You've got to check it out, folks. I use it. I love it. Check it out. Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Jonathan Kahn. The new book, fascinating. It's called The Oracle, The Jubilean Mysteries Unveiled. Jonathan, you were in the middle of telling us something important.
Yeah, first time that the nation of Israel in the plural, in the Hebrew, in the plural, was told, you shall return. Okay, that's in Leviticus 25. That's the law of the Jubilee. It all begins. This is about 3,500 years ago. In the Hebrew, the word is for you shall return. It's one word, tashuvu. Tashuvu, one word. Now, in the Hebrew, now this is not some mystical, like, people come up with it. This is the way you keep dates in the Hebrew, is you use Hebrew letters. That's how you do it. Hebrew letters. Every Hebrew letter has a numerical value, right. Aleph, one, and then goes to tens and hundreds. The amazing, here's Tashuvu, you shall return. When you take the numerical value of this, it comes out to a number that is the year 1948. You shall return to your ancestral possession. 1948, the very year Israel came back to its land.
Now, so the question is why? Now, is that the numerical value in the Hebrew calendar?
In the Hebrew calendar. Yes. Yes.
So it's obviously not 1947.
Yes.
It's the Hebrew year.
Yes.
Okay. So, which makes sense. So one question, of course, is why has no one seen these things before? Because they seem in some ways basic, right? In other words, this is not... You know, like, it's not like you're going into some weird, abstruse reading.
Yeah, it's there.
It's kind of clear to me.
Yeah.
That's a huge one. Why do you suppose others haven't seen that?
Well, some have seen glimpses of different things, you know. But you know what, Eric? I can't. You know, it's all there. There's more in the Bible and in our world than we ever know. There's no end to it. Listen, Eric, I'm always the first one to be surprised. Lord, it's like I read the Bible. Did you just put that in there? You know, because it's living. It's living.
Right.
And so I think some things are reserved for now too. And maybe, and I'm not saying maybe also now he's bringing the Jewish people back to Jesus, to Messiah. So maybe putting the church with its roots back is opening these things up.
I would say, I think that's right, actually.
Yeah.
It's not like it's just happening because it's happening. The Lord plans these things.
Yeah, for such a time.
And the Lord plans you coming into the world and you discovering these things and you reading the late great plan. You know, it's hard for us to fathom, right? But then you think, well, he's God.
Yes.
You have a thing in here. You say that the mystery of the oracle is connected to the current president, and you say that the oracle reveals there was a scripture appointed for the day of Trump's birth. That... sounds wacky. I want to hear about that.
Can I ask you a question about Eric?
Just so I suppose so.
I don't know what you're talking about. If we could, that's the door after this one. Do you want to do the Six-Day War and then get to that one as
Okay. Why not? Okay. If that's the price you ask, I'll pay it.
As long as we'll get there. Okay. All right. So what happens? We had 1867, count 50th year, 1917, count 50th year, 1967. So does anything happen to restoration of something that was lost? Well, Jesus said, again, he mentioned Jerusalem. He's not coming back without Jerusalem. So it's got to happen. When Israel came back in the world in 1948, there was no Jerusalem. But the events take place. It wasn't Israel that started this.
Right.
It just happens. And at the end of this Six-Day War, it happens when 1967, Israeli soldiers enter the gates of Jerusalem for the first time in 2,000 years. Everyone shall return to their possession. It's also telling you who owns it. Their possession in the year of Jubilee. Perfect. But let me tell you some cool stuff about it. There's a prophecy that says, God says, I will fight for Jerusalem as a lion. The Lord shall fight. He'll come down, fight for Jerusalem as the lion and the young lion for that hill, for that mountain. Now I saw this. I said, wait a minute. When I looked at the Six-Day War, there's a chapter called The Day of the Lions. I will not touch on most, but I'll touch on just one fact of it. When the first two soldiers who enter the gates are a guy named Mata Gor. He's commander. He's the hero of Jerusalem, and he was the commander. He led the troops into the gates, and his assistant, who was named Arik Achman. They go through the gates. They go to the Temple Mount. They're the first ones. He announces to the world, we have the Temple Mount. Okay. It says in the scripture, it says, God will fight for that hill as a lion and a young lion. Matagor Gore, the name Gore means the young lion, and Achman means the lion and the young lion, and they enter the lion's gate to take Jerusalem. In fact, I won't go through it, every major player in that war for Jerusalem, just about, is named lion. And so it says, the Lord shall fight. It was God that, you know, when he came the first time, he came as a lamb. This is telling you when he comes to this Jerusalem, he's coming as a lion.
Wow. I mean, the idea that these names mean that
from birth
is insane.
From birth. And I'll speak about one more of this thing. I'll do one more mystery.
Yeah,
and there's many from the sixth door. But here's one. There, when the Jubilee comes, what happens? The trumpet is sounded. So could that have happened? When the Israeli soldiers get to the wall at this prophetic moment, June 7th, they hear the sound of the trumpet. Why? There's a rabbi who sounds the trumpet. It's the most famous blowing of the trumpet in modern history. A guy named is Rabbi Goren, okay? Shlomo Goren. Now, why did he do it? He wasn't looking at this and saying Jubilee. He did it for another reason, but he blows the shofar. The amazing thing is, in the Jubilee, that the land returns to its original status. What was the Temple Mount in Jerusalem before originally? It was the threshing floor that David bought, the threshing floor. In Hebrew, the word for threshing floor is Goren. Rabbi Goren means Rabbi Threshing Floor. He was given it at birth. He's standing on the threshing floor, sounding the shofar. He was born in the year 1917, the other Jubilee. He just turned 50 years old. He sounds it. And I'll throw in one more, Eric, for this, is that I looked it deeper. His name in Hebrew means threshing floor. His name in the original language, he's from Poland, means the horn, Rabbi Horn. Sounds the horn on the Jubilee. And I'll just throw this in, that every Jubilee, here's another one, every Jubilee, there's a child born who plays the key part in the next Jubilee when he turns 50 from the 1800s to this day.
I don't believe this stuff, except I do believe it. It's just, it's so extraordinary. I'm talking to Jonathan Kahn, brand new book, The Oracle, The Jubilee and Mysteries, Unveil. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Check us out at MetaxasTalk.com. We'll be right back.
With the full moon in my eyes, I was hoping for a replacement. When the sun burst through the sky, there was a band.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, and they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
The 2020 election will be the most dramatic in our lifetime. For the first time, millennials will outnumber baby boomers and will vote into office the most liberal and progressive socialist this country has ever seen. In her first 100 days, she will create a nightmare for anyone with a 401k, IRA, or any other savings. If you do nothing to prepare or prevent this, you will fall victim to this socialist agenda. This is why we are urging everyone to visit thenextobama.com and prepare by reading The Battle for America, why the 2020 election will cause the biggest financial crisis in U.S. history. In this book, we explain in detail the candidate we believe will run for president in 2020, what platform she'll run on, and why she will win. Visit thenextobama.com right now to get your copy and learn what you need to do today to prevent these events from happening. Go to thenextobama.com today to learn more and act. That's thenextobama.com. thenextobama.com.
Paid for by Morning Bullets.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Jonathan Kahn, and Jonathan, what you have in the book, this is no jive, okay? You're not jive talking. No. And by the way, does BGs mean anything in the Hebrew, like Beth Gimel? What is the... what?
I've never thought of that.
I've never thought of that either.
Ben-Gurion.
okay, you say something. You're saying some amazing stuff in here. It's hard not to want to know all this stuff. So I'm going to ask you, you mentioned about the birth of Donald Trump. I could just imagine people going insane when they hear that you say this is prophesied in scripture, whatever. So tell us, what are you talking about?
Yeah, okay. And it's not about the person. Listen, it's not politics. It's not about the person, but God uses anyone and anything he wants. Okay. All right. We've been saying, you know, the Jubilee, what happens? So the mystery of Rabbi Horn, you know, the central one, he sounds the horn, sounds the shofar. His name means that. God uses that. He's in charge. Right. So now, what's the next Jubilee? The next Jubilee is 2017, if you get 50th year. Now, the one thing that Israel didn't get, what you get in a Jubilee is, no, you don't just go back. You get the right. You get the legal right from the powers that are ruling. Israel never had it. The world has refused to recognize Jerusalem, the only capital in the world, for 50 years. That was broken. Year of Jubilee, 2017. Anything happen? The Jerusalem Declaration goes forth the first time.
Well, by the way, January of 2017 is when President Trump was inaugurated.
Yes.
And in Hebrew, his name is President Shofar.
Let's go right there. Let's go right there. No, the thing, you don't have to have that. In English, the word Trump means the trumpet.
Yes, of course.
So here, and as you said, what was the year? 2017. You got the year of Jubilee. You have a president named Trump. Trumpet. It says the trump shall sound, and it will sound throughout the land. And what happens when the trump sounds in the year of Jubilee? And he did it. He did the declaration just before the end of the Jubilee. It's December. The right to the land goes back to the original owner. Now listen, I think we can safely say that Trump is not studying the Hebrew of Leviticus, okay?
Yeah, I think we could safely say that.
And yet it happens. And now you said, there was a scripture appointed on the day of his birth. And the thing was, he was born on Friday. So that night, there was a scripture. It's read throughout the world. What was it? The scripture that was appointed all around the world was the only scripture, only passage in the Bible that speaks about this. When here the Trump comes into the world, it was the God commands the making of the Trump, the trumpet of God.
On his birthday. Literally the day he was born, Friday.
He comes in the world. It's about God. You shall bring forth the trumpet, and it will sound at the appointed time. The mystery of his life, not that he knew it, is waiting for the time of Jubilee. And by the way, Eric, that scripture is the same scripture that led Rabbi Horn, to sound the trumpet in the Six-Day War, the other Jubilee. You got Rabbi Horn, you got President Trump. I need trouble. God has a sense of humor also.
How many wives did Rabbi Horn have?
I think one.
That's a cheap shot.
That's a whole nother thing.
No need to get nasty on this program, Jonathan Cahn.
No, Eric.
Step it back. No. Okay, there's so much in it. I mean, this is a lot of fun, and I can't wait to dig into it myself, but just keep going.
Okay, I'll do this very quick so we can get to the end time. So, but one thing is that the Bible says that a declaration shall be made by a king. Or when you read the Bible, Israel was in exile. It says at the end of 70 years, King Cyrus gives the declaration recognizing Jerusalem. By the way, this is the first recognition of Jerusalem since ancient times, what he did. But here, and so it happens at the end of 70 years. So therefore, when Trump did this, could it be that there was also a 70-year period linked to Israel? Well, go back 70 years. Where does it take you? 1947, the year Israel comes into existence, 70-year period. And Trump is not looking at that. End of 70 year. But also, I looked at the Hebrew. The day that the UN voted, it was at nighttime. It was Kislev 17. That's the date. Okay. If you go now, you say go 70 years and go after. It says after 70 years. Go to the next day, sealing the 70 years. Goes to Kislev 18, 2017. What is that? When is that? That was December 6th. That was the exact day that Trump issued the declaration after 70 years to the day.
You know what's interesting is that I think that if the president knew this, he would have said it.
Yes.
Right? And I,
that
and
says
I think
something.
That, of course, Jared, his son-in-law, and his beloved daughter, Ivanka, you know, they're Jewish and they study Torah. But it's interesting to me that these things are just happening, and if he knew about it, he would have mentioned
it. Yeah, and without people, that's it. Without people knowing it, just like Cyrus did know it. You know, and Truman is another Cyrus. By the way, it's another mystery we didn't get it. And the thing is that when Trump gave his declaration, he mentions 70 years. He says 70 years ago. And also, in Cyrus's declaration, he mentions building a house in Jerusalem. So did Trump. I mean, and when they built the house in Jerusalem, that was months later. I mean, the embassy was inaugurated. It was exactly 70 years from the birth of Israel to the day. Okay, let me try to get a little bit. The sixth door gets into the future, what is coming. And this is really, it takes us to a whole nother level. And that is this, that the mystery of the Jubilee is the mystery of return. Well, the end times are also all about return. Everything returns, Jubilee and end times, to where it was at the beginning. The Jewish people were in Israel at the beginning of the age. They go back. They were in Jerusalem at the beginning of the age. They go back. But the world also follows this mystery. The world at the beginning of the age was anti-Christian, un-Christian, pagan, Rome. What are we watching right now? The return of world culture to where it was in the original state. Un-Christian, anti-Christian, pagan. Everything we're watching every day is watching another return. It's like everything is returning to where it was the beginning. But the good news is that's in the book. It's called the Dark Jubilee. But there is another Jubilee. Where was the church at the beginning of the age? The church was the book of Acts. It wasn't established. It wasn't rich. It wasn't comfortable. It wasn't status quo. It was revolutionary, radical, world-changing, history-changing.
Walking in Holy Spirit.
Spirit-filled. Power. Yeah. And what is that saying? That is the mystery of the church. Those who will stand in this day, God is calling us to return to that. And actually, even the persecution will lead us. Those who stand, some will fall away, but those who stand, we're to become as we were, as the apostles, as the disciples, to be radical again, to be prophetic again, to be revolutionary again, to change the world, lights in the darkness, no matter what happens, God will anoint us for that.
I mean, that's amazing.
I could do a whole thing on that. But here one. So where is this all heading? You know, it's all heading. Everything begins, you know, the Jubilee is when you leave the land and then you get it back. Well, the Jewish people left the land in 70 AD, but that's not the beginning. The beginning is when someone else left the land. Messiah begins it all. When he left Jerusalem, everyone else leaves Jerusalem. And so when the Jewish people are returning, you know, the Jubilee is the separation of the king and the kingdom, you know, the original owner. Who owns Israel? Jesus does. Messiah
Holy
does.
Holy cow. Hold on. This is another cliffhanger. Folks, I'm talking to Jonathan Cahn. The book is The Oracle. It's the Erickman Taxes Show.
When he walks in a room, he feels confused like he walked into a...
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply.
absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. As the president deals with major foreign policy challenges, including Iran and North Korea, he's decided to part ways with National Security Advisor John Bolton. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina says it's possible that disagreements over policy in Afghanistan led to the departure of Bolton. Bolton says he offered to resign, but White House spokesman Hogan Gidley says Bolton was fired.
The president of the United States asked John Bolton last night for his resignation. It was delivered today. John Bolton's priorities and policies just don't line up with the president's.
Charlie Kupperman will serve as acting National Security Advisor. It's Election Day in North Carolina's 9th Congressional District. The White House is keeping a close eye on that race. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 63 points. The NASDAQ is off 53. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Billy Joel. And in the Hebrew, Billy Joel.
Joel, the Lord is God.
Man, I can't even joke with
you.
You
got something.
What does Abba mean? Abba, Father? How about Casey and the Sunshine Band? What does that mean?
Can't do anything.
What about
that?
Supertramp?
Can't
okay.
do anything.
This is also fascinating. Yeah. And I think I always feel a little bit guilty because it's so fascinating that, you want to make sure that you're not just responding to the fact that it's fascinating, but it's true. I mean, I know you're not making these dates up.
It's all there.
So what, when you talk about the future, where we are now, what do you see happening in the next few years? Is there anything that you can point to? Because maybe these are big cycles.
Mm-hmm. They are. Well, yeah. I mean, people have asked. Well, I mean, and Eric, I'm always careful. Meaning, people say, I'll see things on the web all the time. John LeCon says this. I never do. I'm very careful. But some people have asked, okay, does this link to the second coming because you have these cycles? Well, it could.
Based on what you just said.
Yeah, I'm not saying, but it links it. But will that give us the date? Perhaps you can do the math as easy. But a few things. One is, everything is returning. The reason why the Jewish people are returning is because the king is returning. It's all about the ultimate day that he returns. But that shows you how real it is because it's happening in our lifetime. It's affecting all world events. But also, it's the overall right now is that I believe we're seeing a polarization because it's going back to the beginning. And many of us grew up in a quote Christian culture, but it was kind of gray. Everybody was supposed to be a Christian, but But now what's happening, as it was in the beginning, it's separating. There's a polarization. The dark gets darker. The lights have to get brighter, as it was in the beginning. So I believe we're going to continue to see that. Not that there can't be revival. There can be revival. That's what we're praying for. America needs revival. But the mainstream culture is going that way. So we're seeing all those dynamics that were in the beginning. Even Jewish believers being back. You know, one thing, Eric, you know, when Jerusalem disappeared, when Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD, that kind of separated the church from the Jewish apostles. And then Jewish believers started disappearing. But so what happens when Jerusalem comes back? Jewish believers start reappearing. You know, actually, they came from the Jesus movement, which was began in Summer Love, which was June 1967. So there's good. We're seeing the worst of times and the best of times for those who stand.
It's amazing. I really do believe there's going to be revival. I don't think that we could get to where we are today without. First of all, we need revival.
Yes.
But
absolutely.
We're going to keep you for one more segment into the next hour, because you talk about the sixth door and the dark jubilee. This is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right now.
The return of our civilization to its original.
And when you say original, where do you go with original?
The beginning. Like, everything. The whole mystery begins. It's the beginning of the age. This is first century. Everything returns. The Jewish people to Israel, first century. Messiah, first. There. Everything the way it was. Because what you're seeing in Revelation, and this part, the mystery is going to go to Revelation and beyond. But you're seeing almost like a rematch. You're seeing, in a sense, a Rome or a world culture coming against Jerusalem again. Well, that happened then. And then you have a different ending, because that's when Messiah comes, you know. So it's everything is coming back. And that the mystery of return, that's really the jubilee, that God brings everything back full circle. And that's, listen, you have you're not Jewish by birth, but and I'm Jewish by birth. Jew and Gentile, that has not been for 2,000 years. You know, when do you have that?
Yeah.
2,000, everything's, the church and Israel have been separated, but now they're more close together than ever.
That's the end of hour one. We're gonna lock the doors and keep you here for another segment. Folks, if you can stick around to hour two, more with Jonathan Kahn.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.